Here is the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio, and it is August already. In fact, the second week of August, summer's sliding away. School actually starts in a few weeks for some districts. There's still some time to grab a good book and settle into a beach blanket or the shade of a sturdy tree. We're visiting weekly with independent bookstores for a segment we call Summer Reads, and this week we check in with Robert Moore at Oregon Books and the Rogue Reader in Grants Pass. Robert, welcome.
Well, welcome to you, too. Yes.
So two stores now instead of one. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, we felt a need from our customers and that sort of thing to broaden out in certain areas. And that kind of goes right along with the summer reads, and we've seen an explosion along those. So we opened up the Rogue Reader with the basic concept of cheap reads. And to that end, it's a majority of the store are paperbacks, the small mass markets, new and used. So we've got all the high volume, the Lee Child book, the Jack Reacher kind of things. But we also expanded and segmented certain areas. And one of the ones is what we call our cozy readers. If anybody ever remembers Murder, She Wrote or something along that line, that's what those books are. They're not graphic in as far as any violence goes, and there's very little sex. They're just fun, easy reads. And along with that, we also heard from a huge contingent of people in Southern Oregon saying, hey, we don't have enough science fiction books. So in that regard, we took one quarter of the Rogue Reader and turned it into a specific sci-fi section. And our goal is to be the second largest bookseller of science fiction in Oregon, south of Powell's. And we're definitely there as far as Southern Oregon goes, with close to 1,200 individual titles right now. And a lot of those were filling in about 500 more titles of all the historical, wonderful authors that have been around for a long time that people are rediscovering. And I'm really encouraged by all the young readers that are jumping into this genre. And along with that same line, as we expanded our middle school and YA, because the youth of today wants to read, and that is so reassuring, and we see just a huge expansion in that area. The best writing that's being done in the United States is for those two genres.
Middle school and YA? Middle school and young adult, that's the genre that's getting the most work?
Right, because that whole audience is totally unrelenting. I mean, the author has to perform every single time to the top level to keep those readers coming back. And to that extent, I listened to James Patterson just a couple weeks ago saying, yes, I do write those, but, you know, it takes me twice as long to write one of those than it does one of my other books because I can't make a mistake.
So let's talk about your list for the summer. You just mentioned James Patterson, and I noticed The President Is Missing is one of the featured items on the website. Is that one of the ones you're pushing for a summer read?
Yes, for a lot of political reasons, it's gotten kind of panned. But I read the book myself right away, and I'm saying I'm not sure what Bill Clinton did other than advise Patterson on how the Secret Service and the White House works. And that sort of thing, because it was a typical excellent, fast-moving Patterson book. And it's an exceptionally good read.
And so what else would you recommend there? Let's move down your list here.
Okay. I love Daniel Silva's The Other Woman. Daniel Silva is what I call the new European kind of author and so forth. Yes, and there's lots of I'm trying to think, if you take lots of blood pressure medicine, there's all kinds of different political books out there that you can get through that are informative besides just opinions. And one of those is...
I now get the blood pressure connection. Okay, good joke.
Yeah, okay. And I zipped through this because I found a lot of it more information in it, both pro and con. And it was A Case Against Impeaching Trump by Alan Dershowitz.
Mm-hmm.
He dug a lot of facts out and so forth. So I'm not on either side of that, but I think the more information we have and the less comments, the better off we're going to be as citizens.
Sure. Alan Dershowitz, though, has certainly surprised a few people with his stance, so it's good to hear that he fleshes it out in a longer tome here, the case against impeaching Trump.
Okay. There's one other area that I want people to always try to remember is that many of us bookstores carry a tremendous number of early readers. And the important thing for reading for kids is that it be fun. And this season we've had just a huge dearth of books that dealt with superheroes and that sort of thing, and Legos and so forth. They've become just totally fun reads. And I see the kids coming in, and once they finally see these racks of hundreds and hundreds of books that address their favorite subjects, they want to read those books. And that's an important thing for kids to do today, is expand and read more. And whatever we do, we got to make it fun for them. So,
anyone in particular that you'd recommend above the rest of that stack of books to read for kids?
Not really. Any of those that have the splashy color cover on them, I'm really impressed by what the Lego franchise has done without trying to gouge for price. It's a wonderful company along those lines.
Robert Moore is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. And Summer Reads, he's from Oregon Books and the Rogue Reader in Grants Pass. What else you got on your list?
Oh, let's see. What else have I got on my list? For those people that are into it, there's a couple things coming up around the corner. The biggest is that in Southern Oregon, we have just picked up some national authors that are be moving into and settling into the Rogue Valley. And hopefully we can have some significant events with these people as they arrive. I haven't talked to any of their people, but I just heard that Nevada Barr was moving to Ashland. And she's been one of my favorite authors over the years. She does a series with a woman ranger that carries in national parks, that carries a Glock. And it gets into quite interesting mystery and suspense. And so I'm very excited about her coming.
That's Nevada Barr, you say?
Yes, Nevada Barr. And when she comes out with a book, she always hits the top 10 and everybody's list for bestsellers. And
you were talking about local authors, Robert. I noticed you do have a book signing with Sherry Leonard coming up this weekend.
Yes, Sherry's. I just finished her book. It was absolutely fantastic. It's a different look at things. It actually takes place in the Andes, she's an exceptional woman herself, Sherry. And I hope she continues to keep writing. Yes.
And her book is called Atacama, I noticed, for the
Atacama,
desert.
And she'll be here Saturday afternoon, I guess from about 11 to about 3, signing and talking to people.
Has she moved into the area then? Is that why she's going to be there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sherry Leonard Atacama. Okay. And then got another book that you think people want to grab with them for the beach or under a tree?
I was trying to think of... come on now, Robert, you can do this. I get under the gun a little bit. But we've just expanded and are pushing. Carol Beers does kind of a lady cowboy in Southern Oregon series, and her third book just came out. Her first book was Saddle Tramps, and they are just a total fun read. The other one that it's been around for a little while, but it has a terrible title about what it's about. It's called The Green and the Blonde, An American Journey. Actually, what it's about is the hippie movement in northern Josephine County and some of the interesting characters that were involved in that. That's always been an intriguing part of our local history was... one of the greatest number of communes during those years in the 70s were right here in Josephine and Jackson County.
Yeah, they were indeed. Can I guess from some of the suggestions you've made, Robert, that you're more of a nonfiction reader than a fiction reader?
I'm more of a fiction reader, but that's kind of my escapism.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. to that end, I'm reading actually an older book done by Kevin Anderson that deals with the idea that a microbe is developed to fight oil slicks, and it goes airborne and ballistic and wipes out oil and plastics.
Yowza. What's the name of that book?
Huh?
What's the name of that book?
The name of that book is... It just blanked in my mind.
Okay, we'll have to look it up. Kevin Anderson.
Kevin Anderson, and he's the one that writes along with several other major authors, but he's also a significant author unto himself.
All right, Robert Moore from Oregon Books and the Rogue Reader in Grants Pass, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.